We must all follow his path of humility to consecrate ourselves as children of Mary so that we may receive the Christ child. And then our Lord will instruct us in the ways of salvation, and most especially he will show us that we are either for him or against him. And so those who do the works of Christ are to be commended and not to be prevented, and those who do the works of Satan are tried to be stopped, and that is, we must try to stop them by the works of mercy, both the corporal and the spiritual works of mercy, so that no one truly perishes in his sin. And so we must have this childlike quality, for if we are to combat sin and Satan, the author of all sin, then we truly must be childlike, knowing that there is nothing we can do on our own. There is no power we have received in the natural order that is powerful enough to engage in the battle against sin and Satan. And so we receive everything in this matter from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so let us strive always and everywhere to maintain these gifts we have received by the life of prayer, and most especially by the sacramental life of the Church, so that we can go forward doing the works of Christ and ultimately allowing society again to see the path of mercy, the path of salvation, to see that Christ is truly most beautiful, and in this life he is most beautiful when by human perception he is most ugly, for he is most beautiful when he is torn on the cross of Calvary and nailed there for our sins. And yet the world cannot see through this beauty because it has fallen to the deception of Satan. And so let us not be prevented from doing the works of Christ, but let us always remember that we labor in this life for the Lord and Savior. And so if we keep this in mind, we will not give in to that human respect that causes many to compromise the one truth, but we will go forward doing the works of Christ. And the reason the Lord does not want his works to be prevented is because they are the very means by which the world comes to see the greatness of the founder of the one true Church, and are inspired by the good example to begin to try to imitate, to try to strive towards Christ, and so to receive him from Holy Mother Church. And so let us truly rejoice this day, for the Lord has truly, truly come to us, truly has given us all that is necessary to be restored back to the love of his Father. We only have one thing to do, to avoid all deliberate mortal sins in order not to lose that love we have received. But in order to do this, we must not be comfortable with any, either venial sins or even our indeliberate venial faults, but we must wage war on all the ravages of sin in our flesh and in our minds, and trusting in true confidence, in childlike confidence, in him who is more powerful than all humans, more powerful than all angels combined, because he is the one from whom creation comes. And so let us truly rejoice and ask the Blessed Virgin Mary that she give to us the same childlike attitude that our Lord had towards his mother, so that giving ourselves entirely into her hands, she may truly use us as instruments in the conquest of sin and in the conquest of Satan, so that the ancient head of the serpent may be assaulted and crushed by the things we do, because we do them not for ourselves, but we do them for the ones who did them first for us, that is, our Lord and his most holy mother, who united in love, in their love for humanity, offered all they had in this life in order that we may come to know the depth of that love, that profound love that only Christ and Mary truly show the human race. And so let us truly rejoice that we have been given the gift to become again like children, like Adam and Eve before the fall, or as Saint Bonaventure says, what is open to us is even greater than our first parents had before the fall, if we only enter into the mystery. And so let us begin to enter into this mystery by consecrating ourselves entirely to the Mother of God, and then giving ourselves in a childlike manner to that Virgin who gave us the Christ child, that is, not fearing anything, but simply striving to do all things well in order to please them, so that in the end we may receive from them the gift they have to give, that is, eternal union with our Father for all eternity in heaven.